The Word of God changes lives. If you want to have your life transformed, if you're not happy with where your life is, get into the book. Eat it and hear it. Let it transform who you are. There's no other way to do it. There is nothing else. I'm probably going to step on some toes, but you know, I found myself really not caring if I step on toes. But if I'm not hearing this book preached well and in richness, then I'm robbing myself. And if I'm willing to tolerate it, then I'm living in some form of sentimentality, and it's not from God. God will never lead me contrary to His Word. But that also means that He will never lead me to a place where I can't get it. And if I say that I've been led to a place where the Word is void, because no matter where He leads me, one way or another, He's going to give me a provision. If I say I've been led to a place where His Word is void, I'm lying. He will never lead me to a place like that, because He'll never lead me away from Himself. See, what I'm in fact saying is God has led me away from Himself. That doesn't happen. God says, I draw you. He doesn't say, I draw you away from me. He says, I draw you to me. He doesn't say, I get you out of my arms. He said, beneath you are my everlasting arms, in Deuteronomy. But yet, as Christians, we will say things like, I've been led. Where? Where have you been led? What is the fruit? I've been led to go to a Christian rock concert. Boy, was it good. You have. And what spirit was there? Because I'll guarantee you it wasn't the Holy Spirit. What was the fruit of that place? I don't know why that's so much on my heart today. Not even today, just now. These Christian rock concerts. With Christians smoking pot and doing drugs. Oh, there's the Holy Spirit for you. I want to be around that as much as I can. But it happens at these Christian rock concerts. Hey, I'm not against Christian concerts. I think some of them are wonderful. Some of those singers out there are anointed and they're beautiful and they have a heart after God and they usher in a beautiful anointing and it's very edifying. But I'll tell you something. Let's step on some toes even more. I heard somebody recently describe something as a Christian Woodstock. You ever hear that? You ever hear that? Christian Woodstock? Hell, how do you get Christian and Woodstock into the same sentence? Well, since when does the kingdom of darkness fellowship with the kingdom of light?
You're like a Christian, aren't you?
I mean, how does that happen? And what happens at this place? Is it really a godly place? Is this really where I want to hang around? Is this really what I want to be exposed to? But it's Christian. You know, the Pharisees would have considered themselves Christians also. The ones that crucified Christ. Who cares if it's called Christian? Most of the things that are called Christian today are not. They're just religious. And I'm not even saying the people necessarily involved, that all of them are like that. I don't believe they are. What I am saying is that it's not enough discerning of spirits going on. If I'm willing to hang around that, geez, whiz, where's my discernment? Where's my hunger after God? Where's my love for the Spirit? Where's my love for purity and righteousness? That doesn't make you sick? To be around that? Makes me sick. I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting at it. But you know what? I know I'm not. You know why? Because God's sick of that stuff. God says, be sanctified. Sanctify them according to your word. Your word is truth. Jesus prayed that. Sanctify them according to your word. Their word is truth. Do you know what sanctification is? Sanctification is being set apart from the world unto the holiness of God. That's sanctification. But Christians are acting like the world. And the ones that aren't necessarily doing it are still hanging around the ones who are doing it. That's not sanctification. That's trying to fellowship with the devil. Who cares if the devil calls himself a Christian? That's nothing new. I shall be as the Most High in Ezekiel. He went around and trafficked among the angels. That word traffic is a really interesting word in the original language. It means that he went from angel to angel and challenged them. And he said something to the effect of, how can God be righteous? He was putting his righteousness above God. It goes back to the emotions. It really does. It goes back to the emotions. It satisfies a lust pattern, emotional need, want, whatever. But it satisfies something in the old sin nature, and the emotions respond to it. And they get a fulfillment from it. They say, I like this. And it's Christian, so it's good. You know what happened in the emotions? Turn for a second to Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of every fruit of the trees of the garden. This is like way far down. What I'm looking for. Let's go to verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou shouldst not eat? What was the fruit of walking according to sight? Because the tree of knowledge of good and evil is a tree of sight. And it was placed in the garden very simply because it's God's tree. You see, only God can evaluate anything by sight, because really only God has sight. We don't have sight. God has sight. God can see into the heart. It's not the knowledge of good and evil that was the problem. It was the way that it was acquired. In the original language, if you study that out, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the problem with the good and evil was not the good and evil. The problem was the knowledge. It's talking about empirical knowledge, knowledge gained by the senses, by seeing and hearing. But the Word of God says, be careful what you see I'm sorry, be careful what you hear. And that, it's interesting. That word, be careful what you hear, that word, what, is talking about what, which, and who. Be careful what it is that you are hearing. Be careful which doctrines you are paying attention, and be careful who it is that you're listening to. You see, not all preachers are equal. But the Word of God says, be careful what you hear. We don't really take that into account much. You see, Eve was not too careful about what she heard. She wasn't careful about the doctrine she was listening to, and she wasn't being careful about who it was that was speaking to her. She was listening to the doctrine of demons preached by the devil against God and responded in her emotions. See, the devil's always going to speak to your emotions because he cannot speak to your spirit. So he has only one other option. He can only speak to your emotions. You see, you want to know if you're in trouble. Listen to you. The emotions were actually given for a purpose. They are given by God. They are given to be a signal. If your emotions are starting to well up, that is God's red flag if you have the Word of God residing in you, that for some reason, somehow, you're not rightly related to Him and the truth. That's what the emotions are there for. The emotions are there for as a fail-safe, number one, and a means of appreciating God, number two. So if the emotions start to creep up, you know that somewhere along in your heart, there's something not rightly related to God. The Word of God is not on the throne somewhere. That's why the emotions are going to town. That's what happened to Eve. She didn't be careful what, she didn't be careful which, and she didn't be careful. She wasn't careful what, she wasn't careful which, and she wasn't careful about who. She left her covering, and she started hearing, and Adam wasn't any better. Adam was actually kind of worse. Her covering was kind of useless. Why? Because her covering wasn't really into the Word of God either. Her covering was into whatever makes her happy. And that was perfectly fine with her. You know why people react and start yelling and screaming stuff? Because they're manipulating you to get you to do something. It's the only reason. It's the emotions. Their emotions want you to do something. Just like Eve. Here, have some of this. Adam wasn't stupid. Okay, sure. Actually, he was stupid. But you see, that whole keep the peace thing that so many people are after is not a godly thing. So what happened? So she took and she ate. She gave it to Adam and he ate. And he wasn't deceived. She was. He made a volitional choice. She was deceived. She was tricked. See, the sin was greater from Adam than it was for Eve. Because her emotions were attacked and she was tricked by the enemy. He wasn't tricked. He made a decision. Similar to what Satan did. Satan wasn't tricked either. He made a decision. But either way, it was all based on the emotions. You know what iniquity is? Iniquity is simply emotional rebellion against God. When iniquity was found in the... You know what happened in eternity past somewhere? Lucifer read the Word of God, found out that Satan, who didn't know who Satan was, but he found out that this great covering cherub and a third of the host of heaven were going to fall, go to hell, and not get a chance for redemption. And these humans, who are totally imperfect, who are such lowly, you know, compared to angels, were so lowly and weak and nothing. And these humans, Christ would die for them. And they would get redemption and the angels wouldn't. So he's rebelling, he's trafficking, Ezekiel 28:18, he's trafficking among the angels. He's saying, do you think this is righteous? And he's... Third of them say no. Trouble is, a third of them said yes, and they fell too. You see, they stood in judgment of God in the emotions. You see, emotions can be self-righteous as well as counter to God. See, it's the tree of knowledge principle. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. The tree of knowledge is not something new. Only God could eat at that tree. Nobody else, including the angels, could. That was God's tree. So Satan challenges them with the tree of knowledge, just like he challenged Adam and Eve. And he said, "Is God, is this righteous?" "No, it's not righteous. They're fallen, obviously." "Yes, it's righteous. They're fallen also. Because they stood in judgment of God. They ate at the tree. The tree brought death. The tree brought the separation." There's the problem. So the emotions get attacked, and what's the first thing that happened? One, they saw they were naked, so they became self-conscious. So self came on the throne. And instead of having the right emotions, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness, right? Instead of having the right emotions, they became afraid. Why fear? Because fear is the opposite of love. That's why fear. You see, if I am afraid, I will hide myself. If I hide myself, it is because I am afraid. That's why people don't say, you know, that's why people don't open up and really share the heart of God. And I'm not saying everybody has to walk around doing this, but I mean, just as a general principle, when you can, you know, you see Christians who've been Christians for a long time, they can't even tell another believer, "I love you." Why is that? Because they're afraid. That area of their life hasn't been touched yet by the love of God. It's fear. That's all. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to walk around saying, "I love you" to everybody, but as a principle. So what happens? The first thing that happens is the enemy attacks. Self is on the throne. Isn't that wonderful? "You will be as gods," and you know what? They were. Isn't that what Satan said to her? "You'll be like God." They were as God. All of a sudden, they were on the throne. God was no longer on the throne. When they were on the throne, God was still in the tomb in their life. So they were as God. Except for one problem. They weren't equipped. They were not God. Only God can be God. So they're on the throne. They become afraid. And ultimately, it's a deception anyway. Because if I'm on the throne, then Satan is the puppeteer. I become a little puppet. So Satan will let me think I'm on the throne, and he'll let me demand my emotional satisfaction, and he'll let me demand my way. And if I'm not the type, if I don't have the personality that reacts and gets nasty, I'll have the personality that'll get nice and religious and fall asleep. Either way, it's the same thing. Opposite sides of the same coin. Anything other than the Word of God. Because the Word of God produces a cross. If I take the Word of God in, it will develop a cross in my soul. In my heart. And when it develops a cross in my life, then that means something. Then people will look into your eyes and they say, "I can see Christ in your eyes." And their lives become transformed. You know, the Word of God is quick. We like to tell ourselves that it's a lengthy process. It's not. It's quick. It's powerful. It's not weak. It doesn't take a long time. It doesn't require a whole lot of pushing, if you will. It's quick and it's powerful. It happens fast. I know people in this room who got their life transformed like this when they actually heard the Word of God, despite the fact that they were Christians for years and years. Why? The Word of God is quick. And it's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. it both kills the flesh and gives life to the spirit. It's about the Word of God, folks. I mean, don't kid yourself. Most Christians, I believe, are kidding themselves. Don't kid yourself. If you're not getting this book, do what you need to. Get this book. Read it, eat it, hear it. Get this book. Read it for substance, hear it for faith. We need both.